Welcome in. Today we're doing a Metallic FX Shots Masterclass for DJ friendly drum and bass sets, beginner level, using Ableton Live Stock, devices only. Metallic FX shots are those sharp, shiny, industrial hits you hear in DNB and jungle. Clangs, pings, sci-fi zaps, sheet metal impacts, little tension markers, and those reverse suck-ins into a hit. They're not really melodies. Think of them as arrangement weapons. They tell the DJ and the crowd, new phrase, incoming change, here comes the drop, without you having to change the whole drum groove. And the big goal today is utility over novelty. A DJ-friendly metallic shot is reliable, consistent level, predictable length, and a tone that translates on a club system. If it only sounds cool when soloed, it won't survive inside a busy drop. By the end, you'll have four core shot types. 1. A metallic impact shot for drops and phrase changes. 2. A tight metallic ping or stab for fills. 3. A reverse metallic suck-in plus hit for transitions. 4. A short riser tick shot for tension marking, and you'll save them as an instrument rack for triggering, and as audio one-shots for quick arranging and DJ tool lanes. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB pocket, and it keeps our timing decisions honest. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Metal Shot Synth. Second, an audio track called Resample. Third, optionally, create return track A and name it FX Verb. We might use it for controlled space. Next, set global quantization. If you want super tight triggering, choose 1/4 note. If you're thinking in DJ phrases and you want things to land safely on bar lines, set it to 1 bar. For beginners, 1 bar is a nice safety rail. You can tighten later. Now we'll build the first sound, the metallic impact shot. This is the most reliable beginner method, because FM synthesis gets you metal fast. On the metal shot synth track, load operator. In operator, choose an algorithm where oscillator B modulates oscillator A. Classic 2 operator FM vibes. Set oscillator A to a sine wave, and oscillator B also to sine. Now find the B to a level. This is basically your metal amount knob. Start around 40 to 70. If you go higher, you'll get more clang and more brightness, but also more chances of harshness. Now shape the hit. Go to oscillator A's envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere in the 120 to 250 millisecond range. Sustain all the way down. Negative infinity. We want it to behave like a one-shot. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. Now add the impact knock with a pitch envelope. Enable pitch envelope on oscillator A or global pitch depending on your live version. Set the amount to plus 12 to plus 36 semitones. Set the decay to about 30 to 90 milliseconds. Here's the listening tip. The first 30 to 80 milliseconds is your readability window. That's where the ear decides what the sound is. You want a clear transient up front. The texture can live after. Now let's make space in the mix. Add auto filter after operator. Set it to high pass 12 dB slope. Set the frequency around 200 to 400 Hz. This keeps it out of your sub and bass territory. Add a little resonance, around 10 to 25%, just to give it a bit of edge. Now add a saturator. Choose analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is about density and presence, not distortion as a special effect. Now for that sheet metal body, add resonators. Set dry slash wet somewhere like 15 to 40%. Don't go full wet unless you want it to turn into a tonal instrument. For tuning, try setting resonator I around 300 to 600 Hz, resonator Roman 2 around 900 Hz to 2 kHz, and resonator Roman 3 around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep the resonator decay short, like 200 to 600 milliseconds, so it stays DJ-friendly and doesn't wash the whole drop. Now add controlled space. Put hybrid reverb after resonators. Go algorithmic, plate or room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds to let the transient speak first. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And keep dry slash wet modest, like 8 to 18%. The temptation is to crank reverb because it sounds huge soloed. In a rolling beat, that's how you lose clarity. At this point you should have a punchy metallic impact that slices through. Quick coach move. Do a 10-second context check. Loop a simple kick, snare, hats, and bass. Then audition the shot while the loop plays. If it disappears, it's not too quiet, it's usually in the wrong frequency focus. If it hurts, don't just turn it down. Fix the harshness. And here's a one-knob rule for harshness. If it's painful, pick one fix and commit. Either reduce the FM amount, shorten resonator decay, or add a small EQ dip where it screams. Don't do 6 tiny fixes and get lost. Cool. Now let's turn that into a tight metallic ping or stab. Duplicate the track, or save an operator preset and reload it on a new chain. We're going for shorter and brighter. In operator, shorten the decay to around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Keep sustain at minus infinity. Keep release short. Optionally increase B to a level slightly for more zing, but watch the ice pick zone. Now let's focus the transient. Add drum bus after the synth chain. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Turn boom off. Metallic shots usually don't need extra low thump, and boom can mess with your bass headroom. Turn transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. Now do mix placement with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's painful, look around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz and make a small dip, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with a narrower Q. If it needs sheen, add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Another coaching habit. Drop spectrum after your chain for a second. You're watching for two things. 1. Unwanted buildup below about 250 to 350 Hz. 2. Narrow spikes in the upper mids. Those spikes are usually what cause ear fatigue in a club. Now you have an impact and a ping. Next, we'll create that DJ-friendly reverse suck in plus hit using Audito. This is one of the most useful transition tools in the whole genre. Go to the resample track, set its input to resampling, arm it to record. Now record yourself triggering a few hits. You can just put MIDI notes on the synth track and record the output. The point is to print audio so you can shape it like a DJ tool. Pick your favorite hit in the recorded audio. Consolidate it so it becomes a clean clip. That's Control or Command J. Make sure the clip starts right on the transient if possible. Duplicate the clip. On the duplicate, hit reverse in clip view. Now place the reversed clip leading into the forward hit. You can butt them together or leave a tiny gap, depending on how dramatic you want the pull to be. Turn on Create Fades. Add a fade out on the reverse tail, and a tiny fade in on the forward hit if you get any click. Timing tip. In DNB phrasing, one bar or two bars of reverse swell into a hit feels very DJ language. It's a clear signal that something is about to change. Now add movement to the reverse. Put auto filter on that audio track, or on a separate track if you want independent control. Use a high pass filter, and automate the frequency from around 600 Hz up to about 12 kHz over the length of the reverse. Add a little resonance, 10 to 20%, for tension. That gives you a reverse that's exciting, but it won't drag sub-information into your transition and mess with the mix. Now let's do the set-friendly part, consistency. This is what turns cool sounds into an actual toolkit you can rely on. On your printed audio track, build a simple FX shot master chain. First, EQ8, high pass at 250 to 450 Hz. This is non-negotiable most of the time. Metallic shots are not allowed to fight the bass line. If there's harshness, notch it. Often it's 3 to 5 kHz. Small dip, not a crater. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're just smoothing peaks and helping it sit consistently. Then a limiter. Set ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. Increase gain until it feels solid, but not crushed. If it starts sounding splatty, back off. Remember, these are punctuation marks, not jump scares on the master. Now tail control. If the reverb tail is too long, reduce hybrid reverb decay, or just print the shot and trim the tail in audio. For DJ sets, lots of shots live nicely in the 0.2 to 0.6 second zone for tight markers, and 0.8 to 1.5 seconds for bigger transition hits. Now naming and exporting, because organization is part of being DJ-friendly. Export a batch as WAV files with names that include length and role, like DNB Metal Hit 011s, DNB Metal Pin 120MS02, DNB Rev Suck 1 Bar 03, and keep a folder like FX Shots, Metallic, 174 BPM. Future you will absolutely thank you. Now let's talk placement in a rolling DNB context, because a great sound placed badly still feels amateur, and a basic sound placed well feels pro. First placement idea, phrase markers. Put a metallic impact at the start of the drop, like bar 17 in a typical 16-bar intro structure. Then put another impact every 16 bars during the drop, bar 33, bar 49, and so on. That matches how DJs think when they mix phrases. Second idea, between snare fill. In a two-step style beat, place a short ping 1/8 note before the snare, like on bar 8 or bar 16. Keep it quieter than the snare. It's texture, not a new main drum. Third idea, call and response with bass. Put a ping right after a bass stab, then leave space. The NB needs air. If you fill every gap, nothing feels special. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Too much low end. If your metallic shot is subcontent, it will fight your bass. High pass it. Overlong reverb tails. Sounds amazing solo, ruins clarity in the drop. Painful resonance at 3 to 5 kHz. That's ear fatigue territory. Use small notches or reduce modulation. Too loud. These are punctuation marks, not the main character. And inconsistency. Random levels and random tail lengths make DJ sets messy. Standardize with a limiter and trimming. Let's add a few pro-style variations, still beginner-friendly. 1. Two-stage metallic shots. Layer 2 versions of the same hit. Layer 1 is ultra-short, like 20 to 60 milliseconds, bright, mostly mono. That's your definition, click. Layer 2 is longer, like 120 to 400 milliseconds, darker, more resonant. That's your body. Fade them slightly so they feel like one object. This is a classic way to make hits sound expensive. 2. Keyed metal. If your track is in a key, like F minor, tune your resonant body to safe notes like F or C, the root and fifth. Even a subtle tuning reduces the chance the shot clashes with your bass notes. 3. Stereo discipline. Keep the initial transient fairly mono-ish. If you want width, put it on the tail with reverb. You can even do a micro Doppler style widen on a return, a very short delay with left and right slightly offset, like 12 to 25 milliseconds, low feedback, and filter it so only mids and highs widen. Club safe width. 4. Control digital damage. If you want darker, rustier vibes, put redux before EQ and reverb. Use tiny amounts, then EQ after to tame the harshness you introduced. If you can clearly hear bit crush, it's probably too much for a general purpose DJ shot. Now let's lock it in with a mini practice exercise. This is where you actually become dangerous with this. Goal. Build a 16-bar DNB loop with 6 metallic shots that sound intentional. Start with a basic rolling beat at 174 BPM. Kick, snare, hats, and a simple bass. Design 2 impact hits, 2 pings, and 2 reverse suck-ins, 1 bar each. Place them like this. Impact at bar 1 and bar 9. A reverse suck-in leading into bar 9. Pings as fills on 2 of these bars. Bar 4, bar 8, bar 12, or bar 16. Mix rules. High pass all effects shots around 300 Hz. Keep the shots about 3 to 8 dB quieter than the snare, unless it's a deliberate drop marker. Then export the loop, and export the 6 shots as separate WAVs. This audio version is shortened for playback.